On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. We want to tip our hats this morning to Dana Dennison at Don College, who has received quite an ambitious title this week.
Yep, she's super excited to be the Northwest Ambassador of the Australian Musical Theatre Festival, which is on this week in Launceston. So some big names involved in this, and we want to get more people from the Northwest involved. To tell us more, we've got Tyron Parker, who's the Head of Music Theatre at VCA, Victorian College of the Arts, joins us now. Hello,
how you doing?
Good.
Morning. Now, can you first of all explain why Dana has been appointed this role?
Yeah, well, look, first of all, you'll have to excuse my croaky voice. I'm usually a tenor, but I'm a bit of a baritone this morning. Today is the opening, so there's been some late nights. The wonderful thing about running this festival, but not being from Tasmania, is that I sort of come in and I go, how do we reach everyone? And in fact, it's a national musical theatre festival. So I kind of step in. But the frustrating thing about not being from here is that I don't know the people. And so having Dana is just fantastic, and she's so energetic. And then she's there in the middle of doing Mary Poppins at her school and doing all these things. And then she's racing around and telling people about the festival. But it's the kind of thing that, I would have loved when I was growing up to have such a thing like this. And so if it was just down the road, I'd want to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got so many students here on the Northwest Coast who would love to get involved. Tell us more about what's happening over the next few days.
There are so many things going on. There's workshops, there's performances, there's panels and discussions, and with seriously the best people in Australia. So we have Roger Hodgman doing directing. Now, Roger, he was the director of the Melbourne Theatre Company for 14 years. He's directed more musicals than anyone in Australia. We've got Simon Gleeson, who was the lead in Les Mis all over the world. Natalie O'Donnell, who was the lead in Mamma Mia. Callum Francis, who was discovered by Cyndi Lauper and taken to Broadway to be in Kinky Boots. So we've got the most amazing people, and also a lot of local talent as well that's all coming in to have a big old sing. And there are performances and concerts and lots of opportunities to share and kind of perform alongside these true sort of legends of our industry.
Yeah, fantastic.
You've even taken it online as well. You've got a teacher's workshop coming up on Friday.
Yeah, well, look, we were talking about, for a lot of teachers, they might be the English teacher or the drama teacher, and every year they get kind of saddled with the school musical. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to reach out and have some discussions around that and provide some support. And the best way to do that was to go online, which is something we would never have thought about last festival 2 years ago. But of course, the world has changed, and it's a way that we can then connect people up. In that particular panel that we're doing on Friday, there's all the rights holders are going to be there. So that's all the people who, if you want to do a musical in this country, you've got to contact one of them because they own the rights. So they're going to be there in person. We're going to have someone from the AMEB talking about their curriculum. And Natalie, who runs that, is an education person from Victoria who lives in theatre and education. So it's a way for people to kind of connect up. Even if they can't make it to Launceston this year, they can at least make it to that session.
Yeah, for sure. It's a perfect time to have this as well because we have just opened up our theatres again to full capacity here in Tassie. We're starting to see more and more in mainland Australia as well and other parts of the world looking to Australia as a bit of a guide as to how we can safely reopen our theatres again because it is such a big industry.
Absolutely. And when you consider that, Broadway is dark and has been for over a year. The West End in London is dark. And so we're in a very privileged position, actually, that we can do theatre and that we can share stories and, through music and dance. And so we are very lucky, and it's so great that Tasmania is, opened up now. And it's a wonderful thing that we're even able to do this and to be. And I think that's something that we've missed is being in a common space and sharing stories together. And so it's very exciting.
How do people find out more if they want to get involved over the next couple of days, apart from, of course, getting in contact with Dana, who can, of course, sing the praises of the festival?
But Dana is the satellite of all information now. but if not Dana, and it's not completely overload her, there is a thing called the World Wide Web. So if you go to AMFT, Australian Musical Theatre Festival, .org.au, all of our program is there. I know some people are thinking maybe they'll come down for the weekend or the Saturday or the Sunday, and you can go through and look at what's on those days, and there are still tickets to most things. Some things have sold out, but you can still get tickets to lots of things. And many of these are big kind of gala performances at the Princess Theatre celebrating musical theatre, or smaller boutique performances where we're matching locally made gins with songs. So very different, and there's something for everyone in there.
Tyron Park, Head of the Music Theatre Department at the VCA, thank you so much for your time this morning. We hope that this year's event is a success and that North West Coasters take advantage of this. Cheers for your time.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Bye.